This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. While experts are predicting a fairly quiet hurricane season this year, there's one spot that's guaranteed to see Category 5 winds. It's a new Florida laboratory with the power to create artificial hurricane conditions. Dr. Brian House is a professor at the University of Miami's Rosenthal School for Marine and Atmospheric Science. He's also director of SUSTAIN, that's the Surge Structure Atmosphere Interaction Facility. And Dr. House, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So how long did you spend working on that acronym? It's my first question.
The acronym was took a few nights of late night scribblings, and I hit upon it, and I was pretty happy about that.
So if you can, just describe the facility. What does it look like, and what does it do?
The facility is essentially a large acrylic aquarium-type construction. It's 30,000 gallons. It's 23 meters long. And the idea is that we can blow with a very large fan, really strong winds over the water surface. And when we create those conditions, we can then measure what's happening at the water surface and use that information to improve hurricane forecasts and to also do engineering studies on forces on structures and things like that.
So, for listeners, it's just this huge rectangular tank. And about how tall is it? You could stand in it, right? About 6 feet?
Yep. You could stand inside the tank and you'd have water about to your waist if you're of average height. And it's elevated above the floor, and we do that because we like to improve our capability to look at from every angle at what's happening in the water.
Now, why is this such an important step in researching hurricanes? What can SUSTAIN help you understand that previously, without a facility like this, was just out of the question?
Well, the formulations that are used in hurricane forecast models or structural models to specify loads on structures, you have to specify what the transfers of momentum across the interfaces are and the heat that gets transferred. Those are important quantities for doing the forecast. And there's been no measurements in the kind of conditions that you need to forecast for. So they were basically making extrapolations from measurements conducted in much more benign conditions. So this is the first chance we have to make these measurements in the actual conditions.
And you can just, slap a model house in there and sort of see how much damage it, or how much it can take before it sustains damage?
We can measure what the fluid flows are around the house, what the loads are on the structure, look at how the structure responds, a scaled structure, and then put that information into design calculations to understand how to make better designs.
So would you say that coastal communities stand to maybe benefit the most from the research that you're doing, or is it helpful in general?
I think that the information could be used to help more generally, but the key beneficiary are going to be coastal regions that are for the structural aspects of this problem. You think about some of the kind of flooding events that have occurred recently. You can imagine that there's some relationship between how you build for the storm surge situation and how you might in some of these kind of flash flooding conditions. So there is some inland applications. And for the forecasting, as we know, also those can reach pretty far inland and need to do a good hurricane forecast. So it can affect people at the coast most strongly, but also people inland.
So I've got to wonder, a facility like this and, a huge fan, a giant tank, is it pretty incredible to be, right on top of this little artificial hurricane? I'm guessing it's super loud.
It's pretty loud, and it is pretty incredible. I have to say, we've been running it now fairly frequently for a couple of months, and so, you forget exactly how incredible it is until somebody walks in that hasn't seen it yet, and then you remember what an amazing opportunity it is.
Well, Dr. Brian House, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Dr. Brian House is a professor at the University of Miami's Rosenthal School for Marine and Atmospheric Science, and he's also director of SUSTAIN, the Surge Structure Atmosphere Interaction Facility. You can check out some pictures at wordofmouthradio.org.